My Journey to Hell. When I was 22 years old, I was struck by lightning while I was driving my car. For about 15 minutes I was transported into hell. During this time an angel of the Lord was driving my car. For a long time I have forgotten a great deal of my journey to hell. On a vacation to Italy the memory of this experience came back bit by bit. Not only memories from the time I had spent in hell but also memories of my childhood when I saw Jesus and an angel standing next to my bed. My mom was 18 years old when I was born. Soon after that I got a stepfather, who rejected me because of him I experienced some bad things. By the age of 5 I went to church on a regular basis. At this stage Jesus became real to me and every time I was lonely, I prayed to him. Often I was crying in my bed, because I was not supposed to be crying in front of my stepfather. Every attempt to cry would cause me to gain more punishment. At the age of 7 I ran away from home for the first time and sought shelter at my grandmother's. Through those terrible experiences in my childhood, I lost all my faith in God. If there was a God, I thought, He would not have allowed all these terrible things in my life. During my youth, I tried to commit suicide 3 times. Jesus healed me from the pain in my past and by His grace I was able to forgive my stepfather. To Him alone belongs the glory. Back to the incident, where I was hit by lightning. Through this experience I became aware of the fact that there is life after death. I was sad when I thought that there would be loved ones, friends and family members caught in hell. In summer 1981 I was driving home from a party, when it began to rain. My safety belt from my passenger side was hanging out of the car door. All of a sudden it was very bright in my car. I was hit by lightning and I thought this is the end, I am dying. Immediately I was screaming Jesus help me, I don't want to die. After that I left my body and I saw me sitting in my seat with burned hands holding the steering wheel of my car. With an enormous rush the journey went through a tunnel, which was like a canyon. I did not touch it at all. This short time was terrible, I can't find the words to describe it. At the end of the tunnel, I stood in front of a big gate with the engraving words Welcome in Hell. There I was brought into a big waiting room, by demons that had met me at the entrance. I was utterly shocked by the earnest cries of the people for Jesus to help them. Did they not read their Bible correctly to find out that it is not enough to say yes to Jesus once, live as you please and at the end end up in heaven? That is a lie that is well spread, even in a lot of congregations today. After that I saw black passages in which I only felt great fear. The creatures that I saw there were more terrifying than anything I even saw in a horror movie. Today I know that they were demons. As soldiers they were marching past me, and in the middle of them were people that were screaming with pain. It was very difficult to breathe down there, because of the terrible smell of this place. I saw a lake, which looked like the inner part of a volcano, where people were cursing because of great pain and crying out to Jesus. I was grateful towards God for letting me see what was happening in this lake of fire from a distance. Does it not hurt when we burn ourselves at the iron or on the stove? How much more is the pain that is experienced in the lake of fire? People were cast into a cave, where there was no escape. Demons stood on the side of the cave and were throwing spears at them. Every time someone was hit by a spear, he would cry and scream of pain. I experienced this torment myself and in all my life I never knew pain to this extent. I had pain in every part of my body. There were snakes over snakes crawling around and frightening the people. By the thought of it my tummy turns. Nobody should think there is time to convert in hell. Everyone is busy with his own pain and anguish that has no end. In hell, I discovered a fear that has never been on earth. It makes me very sad to find so many unforgiving and sleeping Christians there. It is the last hour, we must wake up. It was such a grace that I met Jesus in such a place. Jesus has the loveliest voice, the nicest eyes and a very special smile. His presence radiates an unimaginable light. He is more than embodied love, I can find no words to describe Him. He sent me back into my body with the instruction to proclaim what I had seen. In the meantime, an angel was driving my car to my grandmother's house. There I came to myself and started to scream. I was hit by lightning, dash, I was dead and in hell. I screamed again and again. Soon some neighbors in their pajamas appeared. At first they did not believe me, then someone saw that the plastic parts in my car were melted and that the safety belt of the passenger's side was hanging outside. At the age of 24, I experienced another miracle of God's hands. For a while I was living in Frankfurt and I often drove to my grandmother at weekends. Unfortunately, I never had enough money and the gas tank was nearly empty, which was often the case. On this day I tanked just enough to reach the house of my grandmother. It was a wonderful summer day and during the drive I spoke to God. As I was looking at the beautiful landscape, it came to my mind that all this would come to an end. We as human beings are so busy providing for this life that we forget about the life thereafter. Because of these deep thoughts, I missed the drive out. I asked Jesus to help me not to run out of gas and stand on the highway. I believe in my heart that Jesus took care of me. From that minute, my car was using no gas at all and I was driving 150 kilometers in the wrong direction. At this weekend, I was dancing for pure joy and thanking Jesus and honoring Him. Weeks later, I was testifying about His goodness. Later, I was back in this world and in His faithfulness, Jesus brought me back to Him. On July 7, 2002, at 2:00 in the morning, I heard Jesus say, "I am coming soon and will fetch my bride, all those who are prepared for my coming and who have oil in their lamps. After that, God, the Father, will pour out His anger and wrath over the earth. Come now to Jesus, today is the day of salvation." It is a lie to believe that a man only has to say yes to Jesus without accepting Him as Lord to go to heaven. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." John 8:31. His word says in 1 John 2, verse 3-9, "Now by this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfect in him. He who says he abides in Him ought to walk just as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light, and hates his brother, is in the darkness until now." Unforgiving and backbiting other Christians is one of the biggest reasons why people who accept Jesus as Lord, people who go to church every Sunday, still end up in hell. I do bless every reader in the name of Jesus and wish him wisdom and understanding. Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forevermore. He instructed us to love one another and to serve each other with the gifts He has given us. It is impossible to serve God and live according to this world. If we want to be transformed into the image of Jesus, then we have to humble ourselves, because He says He is humble. Humbleness, total surrender and trust are the keys to heaven. Let us get hold of these keys and reject the desires of this world. We do live in this world, but through the baptism we choose to be crucified in all flesh, we are no longer a part of this world. On this point, Jesus gave me a vision that is based on this thought. I saw a room that was totally dark. Even the wallpaper on the walls was dark, there was no light at all. The people in this room, I am sure they were Christians, were without orientation and helpless. Directly next to this room was a room you could enter through a door. In this room, all the walls were covered with valuable and lighted wallpapers, that I was blinded looking at it from this dark room. The door between these two rooms, however, was very low and you could only enter into the bright room when you were crawling. It was a shame, but there was nobody willing to crawl like a child to get into this bright room. Right here is where the problem is. The light is directly in front of many Christians, but they are not prepared to humble themselves. They rather stay in the darkness, and that means that they are far away from God and would not find the way to heaven. All because of pride. Through her experiences, Sister Chu Thomas wrote a book, Heaven is So Real. In this book, Jesus gives us a picture of our future in heaven. With each chapter, the feeling of being a witness on the scene was just increasing. I could just sense the love of Jesus directly through it. Do not harden your heart to the love of God. Jesus is showing us that He is not just loving, but that He is love. He is warning us through so many of His children throughout the whole world. The time is close and God will pour out His wrath over the earth. Where would you be? Come unto Jesus and don't grieve the Holy Spirit further, tomorrow could be too late. Not only is heaven real, but by this experience that hell is no fairy tale, it is just as real. If you should die today and you are not sure if you would make it to heaven, give your life to Jesus and pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you and receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for my sins. I do agree that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving my sins and making me aware that I am special to you. Take control over my life and make me the person you want me to be. I give my further life to you alone. Amen. In the beginning of August 2005, Jesus gave me a vision. I could not only see what God was showing me, I could feel it as well. I saw a lot of people raptured into heaven, and felt someone grabbing me at my waist, and immediately, with high speed, I was going through the ceiling of my house and into heaven. At this point of the rapture, I thought, this is unbelievable, I did not touch the ceiling. In heaven, Jesus spoke to me, I would only stay for 3 days on earth to warn all the Christians who would not make the rapture. Let me tell you what I experienced soon after I was on earth again. It was possible for me to hear the trumpet, proclaiming the coming of the Lord, wanting to take His bride to Himself. I was shocked to see how many Christians failed the rapture, even those pastors that are well known through TV programs. However, I did not recognize anybody there, which is so much better for me, because no one can ask me, "Did you see me?" It was dark outside, although it was daytime. Just imagine walking through a park at sunset alone and hearing strange voices from all corners. It's a strange situation. I realized that the Holy Spirit was no longer on earth, and this darkness at daytime was the result of it. Every person could see the demons and the people were screaming for fear. After this experience, I felt a deep sadness because so many had stayed behind. The thought that a lot of people won't believe me made me cry. Due to lack of wisdom, because of lewdness, uncleanness, sorcery, jealousy, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, adultery, fornication, idolatry, hatred, contentions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, rejecting of fellow believers, and the lack of love, they will miss the goal. According to Galatians 5:16-21, Paul was speaking to the Christians' believers. Trust me, hell is real, and if we do not let go the above-mentioned sins and allow God to cleanse us, if we do not obey this word, hell is where we will end up. In love, Veronica Ulrich.